Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 19th of August, 2009, and the time is just past 20 past 2 p.m. If I could ask you to state your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
Yeah, my name is Kate Wellham. I'm 27, and I'm from Bradford.
Thank you very much. Okay, can you tell us when it was you first found out about One Another Project?
It was a few weeks ago now. It was before it started, and I got an email from my boss, who sends around a lot of interesting things that she finds, and we all just entered it, you know, and then just forgot all about it immediately afterwards.
So would you say there was any particular motivation for you applying to become part of this project?
Only insofar as when I got it, I thought, oh, may as well do, you know, see what happens. And then I think at the time I thought, well, if I get it, I'll think more about it then, and if I don't, then, you know, no big deal. So, but that, as I say, that was before it started, so I had no idea what anybody else was going to do, what I might do, no concept of what it would be like. You know, it was just an email.
So how did it feel then when you received the email or the telephone call to say you'd been allocated a slot?
That was, I think it was a bit of a crazy day anyway, because I was at work till quite late. I was doing something particularly exciting, and it was one of those days where it kind of seemed like the obvious next thing that was going to happen. And I remember checking my emails when I left work on my phone, and I got that one, and I was just really, really happy and really excited, and and since then that's how I've been feeling about it.
And what work is it you do?
I work at the University of Bradford. And I'm the web content editor in the marketing department. I've been there since December, and it's part of my job at the moment is trying to make sure that the city and the positive things about the city are adequately reflected in, you know, the information that's available to students. So it's taking what I already know and believe about the place, and, you know, what other people who feel positively about it feel, and then putting it all together so that students and potential students can see online, when they look online, that it's a good place to be.
So before we get on to that, what was it that got you into web editing and web marketing? When did you first come across that?
My background's actually in journalism, so I did an NCTJ course in Leeds, and then I've had various completely unrelated jobs since then to sort of pay my way, and I've been doing freelancing in the background, usually unpaid, and it was that which led me to the web editing stuff rather than any internet related job that I'd ever had before.
And tell us then about Bradford. Hometown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lived there all my life. It's a strange place because it's not a particularly wealthy place, and being right next to Leeds, which is a very wealthy place, I think a lot of people who understandably don't know much about it or haven't been there for that long or just visiting or whatever, if the best things about it aren't right in front of them and aren't marketed, you know, and haven't got big lights outside, and they don't, you know, they're not easy to find, then you can understandably assume that they're not there. It's that's the kind of place it is. But once you know where everything is, you know, it's got some absolutely amazing things, and I really enjoy living there, and I don't recognise the Bradford that I see in when other people from outside Bradford talk about it. I don't recognise that as the place that, you know, that I live and that I have a lot of fun.
So what kind of stuff is there in Bradford? What kind of stuff are you interested in that goes on in Bradford?
Well, there's a lot of kind of DIY things, because, as I say, there's not it's not the kind of place where necessarily a big business, or there is a big nightclub that's opened there quite recently, but it's other than that, it's if you want something, and if you want a kind of a night or event, or, you know, whatever you want, if you set it up yourself, it'll generally be quite successful, because that's the kind of culture, and it's very DIY, and I think it's just a nice feeling to go to something and to know that it's there because everybody there wants it to be there. You know, there's a really good night there that I love called No Hands, which is actually on this Friday, which is it's at the Polish Club. It's free in, and it looks like a house from the outside. You know, you wouldn't know it was there. And they'll play whatever you want, and the booze is really cheap, and it's just brilliant all night. I love stuff like that, but it's really hard to find unless you know what you're looking for, I think.
And what other stuff would you say is of interest to you that's kind of currently going on, or stuff that you've seen before that you'd like to see more of?
In Bradford in particular. Well, we've just got the title UNESCO City of Film, which at the time I remember thinking, this sounds, I don't really understand why this has happened, but okay, you know, this can only be a good thing. And since kind of reading the articles that have been written about it and looking into the history of the place a bit more, I realise that that's a perfectly fitting title, because there's a media museum and there's two film festivals and loads of stuff shot around there, and loads of people who work in film and TV learn their trade there, and it's just, I think now that we've got that, I'm hoping that it'll be more obvious when you come to Bradford that that kind of stuff is going on, whereas before I think it was a bit kind of underground and it wasn't obvious.
So what would you like, what kind of things would you say you work towards, and why, or what is it that you...
Well, one of the things that I'm doing, it's at work, but it's also something that I'm personally interested in as well, is kind of tying in with the City of Film thing, but when we started it we didn't know that was going to happen. It's a video magazine website called Wild West Yorkshire, which is we bought a load of small cameras, and we're just going around filming and things, making short 2-3 videos about stuff that's going on, about characters, about, you know, places to go, and putting them all together on one website, so that it brings out that kind of secret, you know, side of West Yorkshire a little bit more. And so I'm hoping that will become a really good resource, and we want other people to borrow our cameras and go out and film things themselves, and just it to be a really kind of communal project.
And what is it you're going to be doing up on the plinth?
Filming, obviously. I've got it's really ghetto. I've got this 3D camera setup, which is just a bit of cardboard with two holes in it at the right distance apart. So I've put two cameras on it and point them in the same direction, that the image that I get from that can be made into a 3D film, so that people can see what it's actually like, the view from the plinth is actually like, because I hope that'll be of interest to people. It's certainly of interest to me, because you can't tell how high it is presumably until you're up there. So I'm going to be doing that. I'm also going to be filming general stuff going on around me with another camera, and just picking up anything interesting, and we're going to make a little short film out of that. And another thing I'm going to be doing is writing an article on a laptop I brought with me about the Odeon building in Bradford, which is an old Victorian dance hall, which was a cinema most recently. It's right next to the Alhambra Theatre. It's a lovely building, and the council have been trying to knock it down for a few years now, and it's one thing in a long line of disasters in terms of what's happened with the architecture in Bradford at the council's hands, and the deadline for the applications, for the objections to that being demolished is this Friday. It's something I feel really strongly about, and I think a lot of people in Bradford do as well. They've certainly made their feelings known. It's a building that's technically owned by the people in Bradford, because it was bought with public money, and I think it should stay. I think it should be restored. So I'm going to be writing something about that, which at the end of the hour, if I can, I'll just publish online what I've written on a website called Tin Can. Which also, am I allowed to mention that as well? Tin Can, right. Tin Can is a website that I've just started writing for, launching today. They've given me a banner to put up while I'm up there, and they're going to be down popping champagne corks, and they've got Frank Sidebottom to come down and kind of entertain people on the ground, so that I don't have to try and, you know, perform or anything. And they're going to let me publish the article about the Odeon. So, yeah, so it's all kind of film related. But it's to varying degrees of seriousness.
So what impact, two questions maybe in one. What impact would you like then your Arm of the Plinth to have, and what does it mean to you?
I'd like to make a really good video out of it that people want to watch, who are curious about what it's actually like to be a plinther, and all the kind of all the questions that they might ask. You know, I want to film from the moment that I start to go up there on the, you know, the lift thing, and I want to film people's reactions to me from up there, because at the moment all the action is on the person on the plinth, and I want to kind of turn that around and watch people watching me and put that together into something that's watchable as well. And obviously I'd like to draw attention to the Odeon, and hopefully, I don't know if that'll have any impact at all, but if it does knock down, at least, you know, I was up there and I tried, and something was at least, will at least be put down, you know, that there was a strong objection to it, and that can be a bit of documentation about that. There's a lot more. What was the other question?
So what impact would you like it to have, and what does it mean to you?
It means an opportunity to try and make something of my own in that hour. So rather than going up there and being, oh, this is going to sound really pretentious, but rather than going up there and being, you know, the artwork, if you like, while I'm up there, I want to create something that in itself is, you know, a separate piece. So I'll come away hopefully with two things: a video which will have been together as a piece of art, if you like, not by me, I have to say, because I'm not very good at that, and an article that I've written from the heart, which is my kind of what I do, so that's my contribution. So I won't be much to look at the time, but it'll be something will come of it hopefully that will then be interesting hopefully in itself.
So how would you describe yourself as a person?
Oh, quite shy really, so going up on the plinth is a bit out of character. I'm a very positive person, I think. I'm very nosy, which is, I think, why I went into the journalism thing. I generally like everything, unless I have a specific reason not to. I'm very kind of, you know, rose-tinted all the time, but it suits me fine.
And what things would you say are most important to you at the moment? Maybe you've mentioned some of
them. Yeah, I think it's important to me to be able to constantly make things, document things, which is why I've, you know, I'm always writing, I'm always filming stuff, and maybe it won't end up in any value, but I like doing it. So to be able to constantly kind of document things and capture things and find interesting stories and things going on. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm about, really.
And you mentioned journalism. Can you tell us a bit about journalism? Like, what your favourite bits about?
Oh, right.
Well,
I've just started doing a bit for NME.com, which is a lot of fun, but it's quite scary because it's a bit like being in the plinth in a way, in that, you know, you put something, you're up there and you kind of put your name on something, and then loads of people can come along and just go, that's rubbish, you're rubbish, get off and stuff. So that was a bit of a culture shock, because I've not really written for anything where, you know, it's been kind of that high profile before. And I've just done some festival things, bits and pieces. I like going to festivals and capturing the general atmosphere, and, you know, for people who can't go. Just trying to capture the mood of things. That's what I like about it, I think.
For the record, can you expand on what the atmosphere and the mood is, and what you enjoy about it?
The characters, the stories, when people let their guard down, you know, when people get a bit drunk, and, you know, I don't like formal interview. I mean, this is fine, obviously, but I don't like doing formal interviews, really. I'd much rather just be around when someone's being themselves and they don't mind, and that's the kind of journalism that I like best, and festivals are brilliant for that, because everybody is just out in a field having a party, and it's not as kind of constrained and official and things like that. So yeah, that's what I like about being at festivals.
Well, what experiences, without kind of naming any names, any recognisable figures in your life or not, what significant kind of experiences from that have you got there?
That's a tough one. Well, one of the things I think is going to be hopefully be up on Tin Can quite soon is a video that I shot when I had a very rubbish camera, so it's not a very good quality video, but me and my friend Jen went to Paris to see a couple of bands from Leeds. It was Sisters of Mercy and I Like Trains. And I really love I Like Trains, so they're brilliant. And so they were playing the last day together in Paris, and we just kind of went, you know, sod it, let's just get the train to Paris, because I was in London anyway. And we went over there for the night, and yeah, we ended up making a video about it. And it was just, it's just silly, but they're just, you know, they're just having fun. They told us quite a few, you know, interesting things. And it wasn't a formal interview. It was a nice, you know, everybody being in Paris, and this is what it's actually like, and this is what they're actually getting up to. And it was just really nice to do as an experiment. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to do more stuff like that, because it was a lot of fun.
So what hopes then do you have for the future?
At the moment I hope that this Wild West Yorkshire website can make a difference somehow to Bradford, and I hope that people will come forward with things that they feel positively about, that they can help us to capture, and generally improve the image of the place, because I think at the moment, quite understandably, it's got quite low self-esteem. A lot of people are not feeling brilliant about what's happening in the city centre at the moment. It's not, you know, it's not very good at all, having a big hole there, and it'll be nice to actually look beyond that and go, well, you know, it's not all bad. That's a big eyesore. It's a big obvious thing, but there's plenty of stuff going on apart from that. So I really hope that people start to come forward and help us to fill that site up. And obviously I hope that the Odeon is restored, because I think that'll help a lot with the self-esteem of the city as well.
And for the record, can you tell us, you mentioned the hole in the city centre.
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit about that?
It's a shopping centre. Well, it was supposed to be a shopping centre called Westfield, and they knocked down, because basically in the 60s and 70s, council knocked down a lot of very nice buildings and built some 60s and 70s buildings, which were horrible. And then they knocked them down a few years ago, and there was supposed to be a nice big shopping centre built on the Westfield site, which is right in the centre of town. And it's still not done, and I can't remember what year it was actually demolished, but I think it was 2003 or before, and nothing's happened. You know, it's there's stuff growing in there, there's still big hoardings around it, people have started to put quite angry you know, artwork and graffiti on there, and it's, I think Gordon Brown's kind of mentioned it recently as being something that needs sorting out, and it's an eyesore, and it's part of the, you know, supposed regeneration of Bradford, which is also the thing that is the excuse for knocking down the Odeon as well. So I think it's, people in Bradford will know what I'm talking about, but there's a lot about it on the internet as well. So
how does that then make people, that, you know, the people of Bradford being a representative of them? How, you know, what does that make you feel about the place you grew up in?
I understand that sometimes things fall through and, you know, mistakes are made, and I think if everything had worked out how it was supposed to, then, you know, maybe we would all be really pleased that it would, you know, that they had knocked stuff down, and that would be fine. But because nothing's happening now, I think it's making people quite angry and helpless, really. I mean, I certainly, for the most part, feel completely helpless about it, because as much as people are obviously angry and making that anger known, it's not actually, nothing's actually happening. And the one thing that they have actually spoken out about wanting, definitely wanting, which is the Odeon saving, is just not, it's just going, falling on deaf ears. So I think, yeah, just helpless and quite angry at the moment.
So what kind of things, how do you think people could kind of get together and do something about it, and I don't know, how could do kind of fit in with that scheme of things?
I don't know. Well, there's the official planning objection, which is on the council website, at the moment, which people is the most obvious thing that people can do, just fill that in. And apart from that, I think it needs attention drawn to it more than anything, because I don't know what the solution is. I don't know how much money it would take to restore it now. But there will be people out there who will have a far better idea than me about what could be done. And so I think the more national attention that can be drawn to it, the better. And that's all I'm trying to do really at the moment.
Cool. So going back then to the plinth and what you're doing on the plinth, what kind of impact would you like what you're doing to have on the plinth? And also what kind of impact would you like the project as a whole to have?
On the Odin thing specifically, or I'd like people to take a look at the situation, take a look at the building, and if they feel the way that I feel about it or they have any opinion at all, to get in touch with either the Bradford Odin Rescue Group or me or the council, and let them know, because I think the more people comment on it, the better, really. And I think writing this article that I'm going to write when I'm up there, hopefully people who didn't know about it might go and read it, and you know, they might think I don't care, and that's fine, but at least they'll know about it and it's kind of spread the word a little bit. As far as the other stuff that I'm highlighting when up there, I'd like people to log on to the Wild West Yorkshire website and Tin Can and have a look around, and I'd like people to be interested enough in what the view's like from up there and what the day's been like for me to watch the video that gets made afterwards as well. So hopefully if they're curious enough that they're watching it online, then they'll be curious enough to follow it up by watching that as well. Hopefully, anyway.
So finally, how many minutes? 15 right. minutes before you go up on the plinth. How Ooh. Are you feeling?
I'm all right, actually. Yeah, I mean, the worst case scenario, I think, is that I get some video, you know. I mean, the 3D thing, I'm hoping that will work. But I've got an hour to sort it out, you know, to get a good view around the plinth. I've got plenty of time to write something. And then I think I'll probably spend the rest of the time sunbathing, because it's so nice outside at the moment and I was worried it was going to rain. So, yeah, I think, I feel all right, actually. Yeah, nice and chilled out.
So any final closing comments on being a part of the Run of the Project, being down here on Trafalgar Square?
This is really weird. It's hard at the moment to know what this might all mean. So I guess I'm looking forward to looking back, if you know what I mean, to see how this project was remembered. And I'm sure that I'll be proud to have been a part of it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to being able to tell people in the future, you know that thing, you remember that thing, I did that.
Great, thank you very much.
Thanks.